when you have your next hurdle, remind yourself that you've trained for this. This is what you're built for. This is what you're here for. And never forget that in order to build yourself up, you have to break down first. So don't be afraid of that breakdown.
Hey everyone, Emily Abadi here, bringing you another installment of Turning the Page, a special 5-episode series from Hurdle, a wellness-focused podcast where I sit down with inspiring individuals to talk about everything from their big wins to how they've gotten through some of life's toughest moments. On the show, you can expect vulnerability, motivation, and candid discussions with everyone from top athletes to aspiring entrepreneurs on what it really takes to follow your passions. My mission is simple: to inspire you to be your best self, move with intention, and have some fun along the way. And that is why I am here this week of all weeks, especially in your ear 5 times. That's if, you know, you're listening to this as they come out in the queue. Here's the deal. I know, like I said yesterday in the episode with Coach Bennett, that 2020 has had its fair share of hardships. Some may even refer to it as a dumpster fire. I get it. It's been a lot, but we can do hard things and together we can get through it all. And that's why I am reconnecting with some of my favorite guests to date. Not that I play favorites, but you get the gist. Some unbelievable humans to give you the inspiration you need to keep on keeping on and start 2021 with a fresh perspective. Today, I am connecting with none other than Jess Sims. She is a Peloton instructor, a dear friend of mine. And this conversation and just Jess, period, makes me so happy. We actually caught up IRL this past weekend over some delicious holiday-themed drinks. Shout out to the Garrett. And you know when you just walk away from a conversation and you feel happy and whole and good? Like, that is how Jess makes me feel. I'm so grateful to have her in my life, and there's just nothing better. I'm also one of those people that really loves seeing my friends do good and succeed, and I get no greater joy than hyping them up and cheering them on. And just makes me feel excited because I just see her and the good that she's doing, and it's great. So anyway, today's episode, me and Jess getting after it. We're getting honest about what 2020 has been like for her and the strength that she's gained from the Peloton members and the community during an insane, insane time. She also talks to me about the first thing that she's gonna do when life feels a little bit more normal, what she's looking forward to in the new year, the product that helped her get through 2020, and her best advice as we navigate life's hurdles today, tomorrow, the next day, and long after that. Before we get into the swing of things today, I have to give it up for my sponsor, Athletic Greens. I'm so grateful to them for helping to make this week of episodes possible. And when I say that, I do want to clarify, of course, this all takes time, as you can understand, the recording, the editing, the producing, and this podcast, it's a huge, huge part of my day-to-day. So it just means so much to me that Athletic Greens is down with me and my mission. And it's even more special, really, because it's such a big part of my regular routine. Like, I believe in them like they believe in me. I'm talking to you about this stuff because I actually used it. I mentioned this on my Instagram stories yesterday, that adding Athletic Greens into my regular routine is probably one of the best things I have done for my health as an adult, period. I used to be just like so haphazard about the vitamins I was taking and literally just buying whatever I saw on the drugstore shelf that looked good. But now I drink Athletic Greens every single day, and I know that I'm giving my body what it really needs, including a multivitamin, functional mushrooms, and other immune supporting ingredients like vitamin C, zinc, citrate, and ashwagandha to support my immune system. And also, consistency in my training, whether I am prepping for a marathon or just my day-to-day. I mix it with water every single morning, and it allows me to hydrate and drink down 75 of the best hard-to-find ingredients that, to be real, before I didn't fully understand just how much I needed. You've got to get in on the Athletic Greens game. Head on over to athleticgreens.com/hurdle, and with your first purchase for free, you will get 5 free travel packs as well as a year's supply of vitamin D. Again, this is a great offer for hurdle listeners. Head on over to athleticgreens.com/hurdle to get yours today. As you are listening, this means the world to me. Pretty please tag and post your screenshots, your takeaways. Let me know what you are loving about this Turning the Page series. Hurdle over on Instagram at Hurdle Podcast, and I am over at Emily Abadi. With that, let's get to hurdling. Today, I am sitting down with Jess Sims. She is a Peloton instructor, an extraordinary human. Jess, how you doing?
Always better when I get to talk to you, Emily.
Oh, I gush, I blush. this makes my day. I've been looking forward to this conversation all day. Here on Hurdle, I am catching up with some of my all-time favorite guests from the last couple of years, a way to round out the year. And so naturally, one of the most listened to episodes of Hurdle in 2020, fun fact.
Really?
Yes.
Stop it.
You're a star, Jess.
You're making me blush.
Things that you can't see on a podcast. So I'm bringing Jess Sims into the mix. Jess, loaded question to start us off. How are you doing?
I love me a loaded question. Right now I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. It is my day off. And I'm like getting to all the adult things that I like to push aside on my busy work days and just enjoying. It's snowing actually for the first time in New York City today.
See, technically speaking, it's been snowing for a few hours, so I will take the like sentence with like for the first time with a grain of salt. I've definitely seen snow this year, but this is like a day of snow. Yes.
I mean,
you're so busy teaching and inspiring.
Oh, you're so sweet. I mean, okay, fine. But yes, fair. Like I looked out the window and all I see is just white. So it's officially a good snow day.
I'm into it. So, I mean, we're talking about snow now, but what we've been talking about for the last year is the fact that this year is unlike any other. So give the hurdlers the details. Catch me up a little bit. Talk to me about how your 2020 has been.
Oh, man. 2020, what a year it has been. It blows my mind that it's December. Let me start off by saying that. I feel like the last... Before 2020, BT, I'm gonna coin that officially right here. The last like memory I have before pre-pandemic was Black History Month at Peloton. And so it's wild because now we're revving up for Black History Month 2021. And so I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I just feel like it's been a time travel, but it's been a year full of a lot of stuff, a lot of alone time, a lot of reflection, a lot of community, a lot of realization that I'm really excited to dive into with you today. And I wouldn't have traded, of course, this year has been brutal for so many reasons for so many people, but I wouldn't trade this year because it's done so much for me personally.
It's also got to be really interesting. I mean, especially with what you do, so many people around the country, around the world are looking toward Peloton this year for inspiration and motivation and like sanity. And you are the person that is providing that sanity to so many people. So I would imagine that although what a beautiful opportunity to connect with these people, like pressure's on, at least that's how I would see it from my point of view. Like I would imagine that for you, maybe more than ever, being really honest about what you need and where you're at is so important to show up for your community.
Totally. And I think that that's one of the things that I pride myself on is always being very real. So I even was just talking a couple of weeks ago, you might've heard it in class. By the way, thank you for taking classes. that I love the phrase amplify the positive because it's not, you don't want to be overly optimistic to the point where you're annoying and to the point where you're like, okay, but you're undermining the pain and the suffering that so many people are going through, but you can always find the positive. And by using the word amplify, it's acknowledging that life, you know, is not all roses, but there are some beautiful things and let's choose to put those up higher and focus on those. And for me personally, it's the secret, as you were just saying, this whole thing, the secret thing that I was thinking about in my head was, yes, wow, I am doing so much for other people. You know, we're almost at 4 million members worldwide with at Peloton. And I don't take that role lightly whatsoever. But the secret is that y'all have done more for me than you could ever imagine, because there was a point in time where I was not working out unless I was teaching. I couldn't get myself to be motivated enough to get up and teach. And because I didn't want to do it for myself. I was like, oh, it's easy to just, you know, hang in today. It's easy today to just, you know, forget about those goals and forget about the things I said I wanted to do. But because it's my job, because I need to show up, I find my strength in the stories of our members. And so when you get a DM or a comment, or you're tagged in a post of someone saying, Jess, that you're the only bright spot. Peloton is the only bright spot in my 2020. I'm a essential worker. My mom is sick. I'm a single parent. I have 3 kids under 3. Like, there's the stories never cease to amaze me. And on my toughest, darkest day, I'm like, these people need me. And I'm able to like transcend myself and realize that it's bigger than me. And I'm able to get up there and perform. And it helps me, I hope, just as much as it helps others.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And I mean, when we talk about like 2020 as a whole and the lessons that you've learned, I mean, showing up has to be a big one, like to keep showing up when stuff isn't going to plan, when stuff feels hard, when you don't wanna.
Yes. And something, a big lesson that I learned this year is that I've been saying this for a minute now, but it has a whole new, you know, idea behind it now with this year, is that life is happening for me. It's not happening to me. And it goes along with that saying that, you know, the saying drives everyone nuts, right? When someone says to you, oh, something happens to you, and someone says, oh, Emily, everything happens for a reason. You're like, please do not speak to me. You are in timeout. Like, that's what you want your original thing to say. But I was talking to one of my girlfriends a couple of weeks ago, maybe even a month now. And she said that she heard the phrase reframed as everything happens for an opportunity. And I loved that, because you can always, no matter how tough a situation is, you can find some sort of opportunity for something, whether it's an opportunity for you to step up, it's an opportunity for you to sit down, it's an opportunity for you to be grateful, it's an opportunity for you to accept something, you know, like there's an opportunity for all of that. And I think that that has been reaffirmed this year so much for me personally.
When we think about the opportunities then that have come your way this year, what have you maybe been able to make more space for because of the circumstance that you wouldn't have been able to find space for before?
Oh, that is a good question. I think this old me wouldn't have said something like this, because I would have said, oh, that's selfish or something, but I found space for myself. For me, because I am so, my first thought was, oh, well, we have so many new members at Peloton and I've given space, but I would have done that regardless. But because of this time, I have been able to give myself, you know, the space to really listen to what my mind and my body needs. Like, I meditate every morning now. I have a morning ritual, which I didn't have before this because my schedule looks so different on any given day and I didn't prioritize it. And so I've been able to take a step back to really think bigger picture for myself. And that's been such a blessing.
I love that. Okay. So one of our lessons here, make time for myself, see things as an opportunity. What's another lesson that you have learned this year?
So something that I have learned is that there is no such thing as failure. I think that I've loved the phrase failure is just feedback. And I believe in that too, but it must've been in a podcast or something or a book I read in the past few months, but failure is relative. And so we live our lives in moving forward, but we only understand our lives when we look back. And so with that, failure is not anything but a redirection. So right now, if something happened to me, something, you know, I wanted this gig that I really wanted and I didn't get it. Well, guess what? Yes, I would consider that right now to be a failure. 5 years from now, who knows? Maybe something, a competing company, you know, wanted to work with me and I wouldn't have been able to do that if I had done, you know, just all these little things that you take for granted because in the moment you're stuck in it. You're living life moving forward and you're like, damn, I really wanted that. But then later down the line, you're like, actually, that wasn't a failure at all. That was just a redirection that helped put me where I should be.
For the person who gets rejected or doesn't get the thing that it is that they wanted, whether that has anything to do with work or in their personal life or what have you, and they are in this circumstance and feeling just really stuck and unmotivated and unsure, what advice do you offer them in that hurdle moment?
Great question. I would say dig into your arsenal of whys. I often hear a lot of trainers and non-trainers, just anyone in any field, talk about how important your why is. But I would actually argue how important your whys are. I think that something that crushes us is that sometimes we put all of our whys in one basket, or our basket is just one why. But if your basket is full of whys, you're able to say, okay, like, let's talk about, you know, because fitness, let's stay on brand, right? If your only reason why you work out is because it makes you feel good, well, guess what? You might wake up one morning and be like, I don't feel like feeling good today. I'm actually good with not feeling good today. Then you're not going to work out. But if you have otherwise of, I want to set a good example for my kids. I know that I'm nicer to other people when I work out.
Amen.
I'm training for a marathon. I'm training for some sort of, you can go into that basket of whys and choose the one that is going to get you into that discipline headspace to do what you wanted to do. So to that person that has that quote unquote failure or who doesn't get what they wanted, I would ask, why do you want it? And do you really want it? Because sometimes we get caught up in, oh, I want this, but then we can't say why. If you don't have an arsenal of whys for what you're going after, then maybe you don't actually want that thing, and that's okay.
If you had to pick one product that helped you live a healthier and happier life in 2020, what is that product?
I can't say dogs. Dogs aren't a product.
I don't know. I mean, like, dog, not really. You've had Sienna Grace than 2020.
Well, one of my other life lessons, though, is we don't deserve dogs. Dogs are like the best thing ever. I've always appreciated Sienna Grace, but she has single-handedly helped me get through this pandemic in a much better, positive way.
I'm so jealous.
I know. Listen, you got to get yourself a Sienna Grace. Sassy, but worth it. This is going to sound so cliche, but I'm really sorry. I'm not sorry. The number one product that has literally transformed everything, mind, body, heart, work ethic, is Peloton.
Yeah, can I tell you, and I'm not surprised that you said this, but I asked this question recently on social media and I was blown away at how many other people also said Peloton. Like, wow. If I got maybe 250 responses, which is like a decent chunk of responses, I would say like a third at least of those people out of all of the things they could have said or thrown into the mix said Peloton.
Well, Emily, like, think about this. We are a global company, and for the first time, at least in our lives, but in most people, I mean, pretty much almost everyone's lives, we are all going through the same thing together at the same time. Of course, it looks different for every person, and depending on where you are, there's lots of different intricacies, but globally, we are all going through this pandemic, and there's something to be said when you are isolated, you feel physically alone, but then you hop into a class, and there are Robin had her turkey burn this year, had 50,000 plus people live, Emily, live, sharing this experience live. I taught the first ever live fit family class on Thanksgiving morning, and Alex Toussaint jumped in. There were over 3,000 families, not people, families that were connecting with each other, whether together in their own household. But do you know how many DMs I got of people saying that they did that class together on FaceTime, or they did that class with their aunt across the country in a different country on Zoom? So Peloton, like I said, it gives you that great sweat. Obviously, you're always going to get a great sweat, and that always boosts your mood, but you're doing it with a community of people, and you're doing it with people all over the world. So in a time where you feel so lonely and so unmotivated and so many different adjectives I could throw in there, you are not alone. And during this period, that is the most comforting feeling to have.
100%. And I can totally, totally relate. I mean, it was funny the other day when I went to go, when I went, and I'm using air quotes, which doesn't help on a podcast, but when I went to go take Robin's spin class, like at 5 o'clock on a Friday, and I also took your boot camp class at 10 a.m. on a Saturday. And this is the first time in so long that I've said like, oh, well, I'm taking a class at 5, or I'm taking a class at 10. And multiple friends that I was chatting with, they were like, wait, where are you going to take a class? I was like, no, it's just me. I have to show up at this time to take it.
Wow. Well, no, but that's the thing about live classes is it kind of lights that fire under you. You're like, okay, wait, I want this live experience. I want to see, you know, Tune Day. I want to see Allie. I want to see Emma like live in action. And because you feel it, it gives you that heightened sense of being together. And the other thing, this is something that blew my mind. And I actually texted her the other day. Can I tell you one of the coolest experiences I've had with Peloton is that I do sleep meditations pretty much every night, and I put on Aditi's newest, I think it was a 20-minute sleep meditation. I was feeling anxious. I was having one of those moments that we all have, but I was like, let me just do this meditation and put myself to sleep. At 10 p.m. on a random, let's call it Wednesday night, over 1,000 people meditating together to go to sleep. And that feeling was, sure, like I said, I've taken so many live classes, even not live, you know, the thousands of people. But to hear these wonderful words by such a calming, beautiful force like Aditi, and knowing that other people are probably having those similar anxieties that I was having before going to sleep, it was such a beautiful way to end the day.
What excites you about 2021?
Hugs.
Oh,
I'm gonna hug everyone. You get a hug, and you get a hug, and you get a hug. Everyone gets a girl. I'm hugging everyone. Like, everyone's getting it.
Like, everybody's getting it.
That is the main thing that I'm looking forward to. Other things I'm looking forward to, for sure, traveling. I would love to. I have so many places now that I would love to go see and spend time. And then surprisingly, I'm going to say that I'm really looking forward to not forgetting this year. I really want to remember the strength that I have gained this year through the experiences that I've had this year. And I don't want to take them for granted. I don't want to forget this year.
Beautiful perspective. Right now, Jess, in this very moment, you, as you are right now, have an opportunity to offer the Jess who is feeling probably a little bit scared back in March at the beginning of all of this, a piece of advice. What do you tell her looking back on that right now?
Two things. The quick answer, cook more. I wish that I took some time to be like, Jess, this is your time to chef it up, because I definitely cooked, but not as much as I would have liked. The longer answer, what I would tell Jess at the beginning of the year is find joy in the ordinary. I feel like my whole life I have thrived in the highs and the lows. I love those polarizing, okay, this is such a great day, this is such a bad day, this is the, and I would throw those labels, good day, bad day. And if I didn't have a good day, bad day, I would be like, eh, someone would say, how's your day? And I'm like, eh. And it's like, why is it eh? And it's just, when I think about it, I'm like, actually, it wasn't eh. It's just that nothing high or low, no peaks and valleys. But guess what? The flatland is beautiful. There's a lot of beauty in the flatlands, because not every day needs to have the zigzags. And so that's what I would tell myself, because that was something that I have never experienced, especially as an adult, is that flatland. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's actually so much goodness in it.
Any vibe you're riding through 2021? Anything you like yourself are like, this is my mindset, aside from I'm going to hug everyone?
outside of that. That's a good question. I would say that.
You know what mine is?
Wait, okay, yes. Just
okay, let me tell you where I'm at. My 2021 vibe, aside from equally feeling the same way about hugs, is work smarter, not harder. All of 2020, and I think large in part because of the circumstance, but let's not play the victim here. Mm-hmm. I was just working my butt off to spin my wheels over and over and over to not get nearly as far as I felt like I used to be able to get. And so I did get to a place where I could do that without judgment. But now I'm reflecting upon 2020 as a whole and asking myself, now that this is where I am, how can I use what I have learned to work smarter and not harder and not keep spinning my wheels going forward?
I love that. Good for you.
Thanks.
Wait, I really love, well, I mean, but that, I think that speaks to even what I just mentioned, because it used to feel so good to just be busy. Like, it felt natural. That was my baseline. My baseline was busy. And now it's not cool to be busy, you know? Like, it's not, I love that vibe. Okay. Wow.
Why are you busy sitting in your apartment all day? Like, do the stuff that matters. Work on the stuff that matters. Like, don't just be busy to be busy.
Yes. And so my vibe, I would say, is, because the first word that came to mind when you said this is freedom. I think that another thing that I had to let go of this year was timelines. I feel like everything from what you ordered online to what age you wanted to get married and have kids, that, like, those timelines, screw them, forget about them, freedom from them. You know?
I almost used an expletive here, but I stopped myself to keep this PG for the Peloton families that might be listening.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's funny. I haven't cursed either. And I'm very shocked. I'm proud of myself for not cursing yet. So, wow. But yeah, I think that that's what my vibe is going to be, is breaking some rules, having some freedom, and being less rigid with timelines.
Any wisdom you want to leave the hurdlers with going in to a new year?
The thing that I just want you to really, really remember going into this new year is that you can do hard things. How do you know? Because you've done them and you've survived all of those hard things, all of those hard days. And so when you have your next hurdle, when you have your next struggle, remind yourself that you've trained for this. This is what you're built for. This is what you're here for. And never forget that in order to build yourself up, you have to break down first. So don't be afraid of that breakdown.
Killing it at the end of this. Sims. What a home run. I love you too. Okay. You know it. You know what's coming. The hurdlers want to keep up with you. How do they keep up with you? Give me the details.
Take all my classes on Peloton. I got family classes. I have bike boot camps. I have walks, runs, stretches, strengths, all of that good stuff. But you can also follow me on Instagram at jsimsfit and also find me on Facebook, jessims-peloton.
I've got to ask you, I should have asked you this when you first mentioned, but I know the family classes are like a project, a labor of love because of your background in teaching, which you talk about in your episode of Hurdle. I think it was episode 112. So talk to me about how that's been for you. I'm just so curious.
It's been really amazing because it's something that we at Peloton have been wanting to do for so long. But of course, when everyone was stuck at home at the beginning of the year, it was like a little bit more of a sense of urgency. Like, let's put this out there, because kids were missing out on social time. They were missing out on PE, the education part and the movement part. And so we launched three different classes that I teach. Fit Fun, which is easy to moderate class, I would say. Fit Strong, which is all body weight, by the way, is more moderate, and then Brain Breaks. They're 5 minute, just little wiggles. And the thing that has surprised me the most, we're actually launching this month, the third round of them already, which is pretty wild, is the unique ways that families and teachers, shout out to the teachers, always have been using them with their kids and with their students. That has been such a cool thing to watch. And the best thing for me is when people tag me in photos of their kids and their students saying the little mantra at the end. They say, "I am strong, I am confident, and I'm going to make it a really great day." Just those mantras. I know, I live for it.
Wait, so, maybe I need a brain break.
You do. Let me
Can
tell
I
you,
take the brain break?
100%. If you want a tough one, take
a tough surfboard. Brain break.
A tough one. This one will have you working. Don't sleep on the brain breaks, y'all. Don't sleep on them.
Don't sleep on them. Amazing. All right. I am over at Emily Abadi at Hurdle Podcast. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.